And in the kitchen, you have, you know, storage places and everything, but sometimes just right off the kitchen there'll be a little room that you might get canned goods in.
Pantry.
And you call this a hearth. Is there, would you have a hearth on the stove in the kitchen?
Never thought of that. I don't think so.
What about that shelf up over an old wood stove or something?
They call that a warmer.
And what about the pipe that comes out from the
stove pipe?
And it goes into the
flue.
Is the flue the brick part, or is it just the, what is?
Well, it could be metal, it could be brick.
And if the maid comes in here in the morning and you had a party or something, what does she begin to do? She
straighten up.
And if she wants to clean the floor, she uses a
mop
or a
broom.
And where do you keep the broom?
In the broom closet.
Well, if the
out of the kitchen.
If it was that, see that door there into the kitchen, it's open. So if the broom was behind it, if the broom was leaning in that corner there, you say the broom is where?
In the corner.
In relation to the door.
Behind the door.
And did, when you were a child, did people do anything special on Monday? Women?
What school?
What about the women?
Well, they used to wash a good deal on Monday. They wash me on Monday.
And what about on Tuesday? Do anything special on Tuesday?
Rested up, I think, for Monday.
So on Monday they did the washing and the
ironing.
And you were talking about the place to go upstairs in the house.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a place to go upstairs outside the house, did you ever have something like that?
That was a fire escape.
Well, what about just a regular entrance outside?
Just an outside stair.
I didn't know. And what do you call the material that covers the exterior of this house?
The sidings.
So the boards that overlap like this?
The sidings.
And if the door is open, you might tell somebody to do what to it?
Close.
Or?
Shut the door.
And the
when is a door not a door? When is a jar? Go ahead.
What's the material, the part of the house that's over?
Ceiling.
And over that is the?
Roof.
And if I ask you about somebody in Houston or something, someone I knew there, and you might say, well, we've never met, but I've
heard of it.
Did you ever have a building just to store in corn or part of the barn or anything?
Come again?
Did you ever have a building or a part of the barn or something storing corn?
Yeah, crib. Corn crib.
And I want you mentioned this barn out here that was built of poles. What'd you call that?
Pole barn. P-O-L-E. Pole barn.
Why is that called a pole barn?
Because it's built out of poles.
That's a good reason.
And the poles support the roof.
And what about a place to keep oats or something, some kind of grain like that?
Grain bin.
Did you ever hear of a granary or a granary?
Granary, yeah. That's more of a commercial storage of grain.
Is there those tall ones or something?
Well, that's silo.
Oh, that's true. I didn't know. And did you ever see a haystack that was covered with a building with four poles and a sliding roof kind of arrangement?
No, I don't believe.
And the building where you that you have out here to keep your cows?
Mm-hmm. The barn.
You just call it the barn. And did you ever see a place like besides the barn some place that you might have for keeping the cows overnight so they'd be milked in the morning?